response to ongoing attacks on ships in the Red Sea. The group's military spokesman said 5 fighters were killed. It says it'll continue to block ships in the Red Sea. Some opposition politicians have voiced their concern that Parliament wasn't consulted about the action, but Labour's Shadow Defence Secretary John Healey believes a decision needed to be made.
We accept this, however, was limited action. We accept that the timing was not in the hands of the UK government, and what we expect now is the Prime Minister to come to the House of Commons at the earliest opportunity on Monday to explain what the action aims to do.
The Armed Forces Ministers confirmed all 14 strike targets were successful. The government insists the strikes were a one-off, but Defence and Security Analyst Professor Michael Clark says that may not be the case.
If the Houthis respond, as I suspect they will, with probably to show that they can, and they'll probably fire off quite a lot of stuff, missiles and drones, in the next half a day, 2 days, then I'm sure we'll have to respond again. So this may be a one-off as far as we're concerned. I doubt if it'll be a one-off as far as the Houthis are concerned.
Israel's begun making its case against accusations it's committing genocide in Gaza. The International Court of Justice is hearing arguments in The Hague put forward by South Africa. The Prime Minister says the UK's support for Ukraine will not falter as he heads to Kyiv. Rishi Sunak's announced he's increasing military funding to £2.5 billion to support troops. The UK economy grew slightly in November, suggesting we may have avoided a technical recession. Figures show it expanded by 0.3%. And in sport, Jack Draper's fine form ahead of the Australian Open tennis has continued. He's beaten Alexander Bublik in straight sets to reach the final of the Adelaide International. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today and over the weekend. 7 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze, but it's feeling pretty cold at the moment. Very overcast and not looking too pleasant out there, but it should stay dry. As you get to Saturday, it's going to dip down to 5 degrees, sunny intervals and a light wind though, so it'll be a lot brighter, and again on Sunday sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, going down to -2 on Sunday evening and 2 degrees tonight and tomorrow overnight. As we get to Monday, temperatures are dipping down even further to 3 degrees and -4 overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Good morning, lovely people. How are you doing this morning on this Friday? It seems like ages ago, Christmas. No, it's not that long ago, but it seems like such a long time ago. All of the, except my neighbour, one of my neighbours has got the Christmas decorations up still. My decorations came down the day after. Was it the day? No, it wasn't the day after New Year's. I took them down before. They were gone by the 28th. It was like, out, that's it, done. Because Christmas seems to creep nearer and nearer. I have seen, in fact, I've seen a few people report on this. They've been into the supermarkets and the Easter eggs were there. They were there this week. At the beginning of this week, there was Easter eggs. We're like, what was going on? I mean, is Easter in April? What was it, March, April? I don't know. I always get confused. But Easter eggs are out already. No, it's bad, isn't it? No Easter eggs for me this morning, though. I have got a crispy choc brownie, which is a low-calorie one, and it looks bigger in the packet, but I think when you take it out of this packet, I don't know how many calories is it. Let's have a look. I just picked it up. It's a 5-in-1 thing. I think I did a little video on these before, because by the time you open them, there's like a postage stamp of a chocolate brownie, 82 calories. So you can imagine that it looks much bigger. I hate it. I don't know. You know why they do it, companies, because it looks like you're getting more of your buck. But really, they could make that packaging so much smaller. It's nothing worse, isn't it, when you open something, you go, where is it? It's like a bag of crisps. They're never filled to the top. There's like a massive air gap in those. I'm a bit funny with crisps, actually. I'm not sure which ones I like at the moment. I've been trying to eat nachos. I'm not that keen. Unless they've got a salsa on them, which I might make, but it's a bit cold for that. Heating day 6, still no heating, and I am beginning to feel it. I think, I hope not, but I feel a little bit kind of, not sure today. I'm sure I'm fine. It might be the cold. I mean, when I got into bed last night, I was fine. I had an electric blanket on downstairs, and it was too cold to do anything. When I got back yesterday, the house was so cold, I couldn't do anything. I had things to do, and I was like, no, I'm not. I'm going to sit on the sofa. So I did. That's what I did. I had the heat like my blanket on and went, oh, this is nice, as it started to heat up. But I got into bed last night, and halfway through the night, the covers came off me. So I sort of woke up and went, oh, because it was so cold. And this morning, I did have a bit of a face on because I had to get into the shower. And as there's no heating anywhere, it's just, I can't. So I had a shower, but I had the hump. I had like a very angry face when I first got into the shower. And I was like, oh my God, I got another week of this. And then hopefully next weekend it'll be sorted. But I can cope with it. It's all right. You know, I'm lucky. I've got hot water bottle and hats and all sorts of things. But yeah, it's not. It's the bathroom. That's the bit. And where the house has cooled down because there's been no heating for a week. I mean, and also to pick the worst time of year to go wrong, it's going to be -4 on Monday. Hopefully I'll be defrosted by Tuesday to come in. Who knows? Fingers crossed. Now, it's a bumper show today. I've got guests galore coming up and live in the studio at 11:30. Nikki Brody from Rhys Daniels Trust is coming in. They're an Essex-based charity and she'll be telling us more about that. Then at 12:15, I've got Blue Scar and Amy Britannia talking about the music collaborations and more. And we've been playing their track Underwater on the show, as you know. And we'll be playing that at the end of the interview as well. So great to have three fantastic guests, in fact, coming up on the show. Not two, three. Three. So you don't have a guest a week, then I have three on a Friday. Try saying that quickly. The question of the day, I thought I'd do a random stupid question for Friday, okay, and this is it. An unusual topping for toast, but it works. An unusual topping for toast, but it works. You can get involved, find Eat My Brunch on Facebook, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as well. And you can also leave me a voice note on Messenger. I like getting a voice note. Somebody leave me a voice note today. I feel very lonely. I've still got my scarf on in the studio, yeah? So yeah, I should have done loads of stuff yesterday when I got back from the station, and I just sort of looked at the stuff. Oh, and something really exciting arrived. I'll tell you about it later. Something really exciting arrived yesterday that I'd ordered myself. Oh, yeah. You're going to have to wait. I think I've already mentioned it to you. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, I might have mentioned it this week. But it arrived and it's fabulous. Here is George Ezra with Casio.
Got a new plan, gotta get herself away. Well, I better act quick, yeah, I better change my ways. Well, maybe I'm wasting, maybe I'm chasing time. Oh, come on, let's face it, I'm only ever lost in mine. Well, I got my tracing paper so that I could trace my clock. And the boss's face kept changing and as they wouldn't stop. Well, I was ripping out the battery, I received myself a shock. And to add insult to injury, I could still hear tick and talk. Casio. A break. And I try for heaven's sake. Well, I traveled to Australia and I traveled there by train. This something might sound strange to you, but on the way I came today. And I wrote to tell my family and I wrote to tell my friends. I arrived home, it was lost again and this torture never ends. Casio.
says it's time that we took the blame. Casio.
Just go ahead now. Come on, forget the king. something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them. We don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my hand for the last time and find my eyes with yours. I'm all out of fight. Same old junkyard, battered and bruised, and we tried so goddamn hard to be you and I. I'm proud of us, babe, cause we held through the pain, and when everything hurt, we still ran through the rain and the night. That was you and I. So
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, hello. spam there. I was pressing about, I was actually messing about with the faders then, and I was pressing about four of them in a row. And you like that? Oh, hello. I got myself really confused. I was like, where is everybody? I don't know what's happening. I'm so, yeah, sorry. It doesn't happen very often. Happens all the time. Still got my scarf on. I'm sorry I keep going about the cold, but it's so cold. Now, the question of the day I've asked you, now, please, somebody, an unusual topping for toast, but it works. I don't, you know what? My sister, when I went over there, it wasn't really, it was kind of a toasted sandwich she made. And at the time, I had really chronic indigestion, and I thought, I wonder when, because she normally makes me sandwich when I get there, and I thought, well, I hope it's like chicken and a little bit of low, you know, I could have chicken and maybe a tiny bit of salad cream or something like that. I like salad cream. I bought some the other day, because I've got in this sort of, I thought to myself, I've got eggs, I might make egg mayonnaise. That's never very good for my my gallbladder. But anyway, I like salad cream. It reminds me of being a kid, and it actually goes really well in a sandwich with chicken. It's a bit cold for that kind of thing. That's more of a salad-y summer dish, but I do like salad cream. But she made me it was blue cheese and pear, tin pears, blue cheese toasted sandwich, and it was delicious. But at the time, I had really bad indigestion, and I ate that on top of it. But it was really nice. But that was an unusual topping, sort of blue cheese and I'd say, yeah, pear on top of toast. It could work if you like blue cheese. And remember the rule with blue cheese, because I saw this at Christmas when they were saying about cheese boards. You should number your cheese if you have a cheese board. Just if you do that after dinner or whatever. I never normally make it that far. I either have a starter and a main course, or I have a main course and possibly a pudding. But I can't do three. I can't bear that being over full. So I never normally make it to the cheese. But what you're meant to do is you're meant to number your cheeses from the mildest at number one to the strongest would be maybe number six. I don't know. Like would be a blue cheese or something, you know, stronger. Because otherwise, if you have the blue cheese first, which I normally do, then if you go to have something like a camembert or something that's a little bit milder or maybe some Wensleydale, you don't get that. You can't taste it. I didn't know that. I told you about Wensleydale and Christmas cake. Did anyone try that at Christmas? Any fruit cake? If you buy any fruit cake, if you like a bit of fruit cake with a cup of tea, my mum used to like that. Just get a bit of Wensleydale cheese. Not if it's got icing on it, because I don't think it works as well. But fruit cake, bit of Wensleydale cheese. Try it. It's apparently lovely. I used to have it because my friend in Yorkshire introduced it to me years ago. Because I said, "You're mad." I said, "And she went, no, you got to try it. Get that done, you know." I went, "No, I'm not. Get you try it," and I did. And I went, "It's very nice." She doesn't talk quite like that. She doesn't have quite that voice, but you know, she can be a bit aggressive if you don't eat the fruitcake. Now, two guests coming up today. Can't wait to speak to both of them. Nikki will be here from the Rhys Daniels Trust, which is a local Essex charity, and then Blue Scar and also Amy Britannia, both songwriters, producers. We're going to be talking about their track Underwater and loads more as well. In the meantime, I thought I'd play out some more new music. I love this song at the moment. Love this song at the moment. I'm just going to be looking for, which one should I play? Yeah, Stefan Mahendra. I think it's going to have to be that. I found him on TikTok, but he's really well known. I think he's played at like the jazz cafes, played at the Pizza Express, all over the place. So he knows quite a lot of the musicians I know as well. But I love this track. So this is Stefan Mahendra, and go and have a check him out online. You'll find all the details on the Eat My Brunch Facebook page and also on my Instagram, and all the links to all the artists are there. This is him with "Would You Be Mine." It's beautiful.
Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe. But I don't mind, 'cause I know it better as two. I don't wanna go, no, another day, oh no, without your love. Oh baby, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Can I be the one to love you for the rest of time? Would you be mine. Been losing myself in you, babe, and I don't care what anyone says, 'cause I know our love is true. I don't wanna go another day.
Made my legs go funny. That is, oh, I just love that song. What a beautiful song. Stefan Mahendra, do go and check him out. We've got some Human League coming up next.
Settle. Because it's radio and it's local.
Now, a lot of you have done some new jingles for me, which I will start playing out next week. I need to convert them onto this system. It sounds a little bit more complicated than it is, but hopefully they'll be on the system. So thank you to everybody who sent me in voiceovers for the show, and really love them. If you want to get your voiceover, you want to do one for Phoenix FM, you're listening to Phoenix FM, you can say your business name or company name, do whatever you like, really. As long as it's nice, don't make it nasty. You can send it to radio at phoenixfm.com. You can record it onto your phone if it's an MP4 or an MP3, but it's easy if you just record it into your phone and then send us the link.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, on to the traffic and travel. You'll be pleased to know that as you come off the Brook Street roundabout, rather than waiting in the queue on the A1023, you can head down Wiggly Bush Lane. Weald Parkway is open, so you can head down there and come out at Weald Road and then get back onto the A1023. Although, temporary traffic signals are also on the High Street. Electricity work at Crown Street both ways, so that's quite busy there, as well as the other temporary traffic signals, which are down by the Spittle Lane around that section. So it's very busy along that section. Also coming up from Ongar Road onto Wilson's Corner, a bit busy. That won't be helped by those roadworks there as well. Partially blocked and queuing traffic due to a crash and running waters both ways near the A128 Brentwood Road turn off. And you've got temporary traffic signals due to construction on Hanging Hill Lane both ways at Broxbark Wood. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, it's a clear run and coming back in the opposite direction. Heading up towards the M11, no issues. And if you are heading up towards Chelmsford, you've got a clear run. The road works are still ongoing and will be for some time while they do the resurfacing work between Junction 13 and 16. And there will be some nighttime closures on the A12 as well. Let's have a look at something to play. I don't know, it's a Friday. Sometimes on a Friday, I'll just get a little bit like, I don't know what to do, you know? By Friday, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I want something upbeat. Upbeat, but a bit of a classic. Oh, yeah. Do you know what? We're going to step right back in time. That would have been a good idea to play Kylie, but I haven't got that lined up. Let's play a little bit of The Real Thing. Oh, yeah. Let's get down to the local disco and have a bit of a... Hey, baby. How are you? Sounds like an evening out with Tony Smith. He's here for Sunday lunch this week as well, between 12 and 2.
When I leave your door, when we say goodnight, it hurts me more and more. 'Cause girl, it just ain't right to end a day like this with no more than a kiss. Spend the night just dreaming of the things we're gonna miss. If I had my
I can't get by without you. for glow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for glow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for glow. Everybody needs a bosom. My song is 45.
Is a Brimful of Asher. Love that song. Norman Cook remix. Coming up next, brand new music. The Crayons set Elvis is Alive. The brand new one from the Crayon set. Now we've got guests galore today. Three guests, two separate interviews. get that right. So first off, I'm going to be talking to Nikki Brody from the Rhys Daniel Trust, which is a charity based in Brentwood. And then I'll be talking to producer, musician, Blue Scar, and also singer-songwriter Amy Britannia. They've collaborated on a brilliant track called Underwater, but we're going to be chatting to both of them, and we'll find out more about the girls and the boys on the show. I don't mean it quite like that. You know, the girls and the boys. Oh, you have to be careful now. I could be misgendering somebody. I've not come across him, they, them at the moment. So, yeah. What are my pronouns? I don't know. Old bag, I suppose. I don't know. I don't really think about it. I just think it's Michelle. Michelle and I be she, her. But I can't. Sorry, you're up to me, you see. I'm going to sound really old. I just can't get the they, them thing. Because it doesn't, when you're speaking, it doesn't flow. So therefore, I have a bit of a problem with it. So, but I've not run into anything at the moment where I've had to say they, them, you know. If I do, you know. I'll just say I want to be called the Queen. So make sure you say that every opportunity you can. I just don't think I'm very good at that kind of. I just can't get. I mean, you know, people say, "Oh, you're lazy." You know, you're on the radio; you should be doing that. But it's, I'm not going to come across that at the moment. It took me a little bit. But I do know somebody who's transgender and who's quite well known now. And because I knew them as a guy. When they first transitioned, I did keep referring to them as he, and it was an accident. I kept, you know, correcting myself. And now I automatically say her because it took a little while to get that transition in for myself because it's what you naturally go to say. So, I mean, you can, if we had somebody here that wanted to be called they, them, every time I mentioned their show, I would just make sure that I did. I don't think there is, though. There could be. I don't know. Maybe I've not looked deeply enough into it. Happy birthday to John Chubb, who's one of our presenters here on Phoenix FM. I hope you're having a good day, John, and he does a great job on Phoenix FM. You can check out all the shows, all the W's, phoenixfm.com.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of Ham. With Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis, and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Oh,
tell your mama and your sister you got a man, cause I'm your man, yeah. And lately, I've been thinking about the future. We can make it more than rumors that I'm your man, cause I'm your man, yeah. So you can go ahead and be selfish. Baby, there ain't no reason to be jealous. Yeah, if you really want it, you don't gotta hold your tongue. Might sound kind of crazy, but what would you want to name the baby? No, I'm just playing, but I'm just saying. The moon, the stars, I'll raise the bar. I'll stay kissing you in public and holding your hand, cause I'm your man. So you can go ahead and be selfish. Baby, there ain't no reason to be jealous. Yeah, if you really want it, you don't gotta hold your tongue.
Say this for a long time now, and it feels like the only way I can do it is you got the kind of lips that I like saying.
Tell me, do you wanna taste?
Don't you know that you're not the type that's only one night? No,
baby, I can make you stay
one more time. You got the kind of lips that I like saying.
Tell me, do you wanna taste?
Don't you know that you're not the type that's only one night? No,
baby, I can make you stay.
Everybody now.
Oh, I do like Charlie Puth. That is him with lipstick. Why does my voice sound funny? Why does it sound weird? Oh, I do like Charlie Puth. I sound like a right idiot. I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm talking about going to the gym, or my friend Mrs. G has said I'm not into equipment, but we should try and build some muscle. I haven't got any muscles. Well, I must have. They hold my body up, but no, I haven't got any muscles that kind of, you know, are doing anything spectacular. Yeah, prefer to do a class to music. Yeah, I would like to go on TikTok. You see a lot of content creators. They do sort of exercise classes where you're doing like funky workouts. The one song I want to do at the moment is the one that I've been playing loads, which is Jungkook and Usher. They've actually broken that song, that dance routine down. I'm going to play it after the news, the track, because you know I love it. It's called Standing Next to You. But even when it's slowed down, I'm so old. I can't even get the hand movements. They break it down into the top part of your body and then what your bottom part of your body. So you've got one person standing there saying, this is how you move your arms. And then the other person next, it's, you know, they've got another version of themselves doing the leg movements. Well, I can't even do the arm movements. It's interesting to watch, though. I mean, the dancing looks, you know, incredible. I'll just sort of sit in a chair and move slightly from side to side. And that's about it. That's about it. Been playing this a lot, actually. Here's Bananarama. They're back with a track. This is called Feel the Love. I'll be back with more after the news.
Feel the earth beneath my feet. Hear the sounds, just stop and breathe. Feel the earth.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new, live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists, great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.